So, yesterday we were talking about this non-self nature which the Buddha has proclaimed, not only of living beings, but everything is impersonal. They just happen due to causes and conditions. That is the Paticca Samuppada. Now you will say, the Buddha made out that this me, what I call me, is body and mind. Body is not the mind, mind is not the body. Body we can see, hear, smell, taste, touch, and think about. Because you know what it is. But the mind, you can't see, you can't hear, smell, taste, or touch. So the mind does not exist. If I can't see this, hear this, smell, taste, touch, or then I can't think about it, then this does not exist. So a lot of people believe that there is no mind, but they know that they have a mind because it gets angry, it's getting happy, it is wanting this and that and everything. Mind is the one that is propelling you around, no? Mind tells to go to Sri Lanka, then the body is the army to Sri Lanka. The mind says, stay at home, don't go anywhere, my body stays at home. Now, I am asking you a simple thing. You are walking, isn't it? When you are walking, you raise one foot and place it. Then you raise the other foot and place it. Then you raise the other foot and place it. But you say, I am walking, no? Now this is a question I'm asking. Is it me or mind? The mind must be raised the foot and place. Mind must be raised the foot and place. Is it?
Well, they work together.
They work together what? Mind and me?
Body. Yeah, mind and body.
Mind and body, right. What the mind tells, the body does. That is true. It's like there was a lame man, he can't walk. Crippled, you know. Then there was a blind man, he can't see. They can't make a living. So one fine day, the cripple, he can see. He got on top of the blind man. Blind man can walk, but he can't see. Then from top he manipulated. Go here, go there. He can't walk but he can see. Other fellow can walk but he can't see. Together they are making a living. Now tell me, what is the blind man, what is the cripple?
No. The blind man is still blind.
No, I am asking you about the mind and body.
Well, the body is blind and the mind is crippled.
Mind is the cripple.
Yes, yeah, because without the body...
Mind is the cripple. Body is the blind fellow. Body can't see, but the mind is still open. This is the cripple. Okay. Together they can do. Then that fellow on top, he says, go here, go there. Then the body goes. Now stop. Now go. Now turn. Who is telling all that? The cripple, he has the eyes. Just like that. Your mind and body are working together. That is true. Mind says, do this. Mind says, raise your hand. Mind must say, now put it down. It must be put
down.
Now the mind is put down there. You see how they are working together? But did you know that there was a mind working all the time? Now is it me or the mind that is working? Where is me? Me is the mind or the body or both?
Me is a concept in the mind.
Huh?
Me is just a concept in the mind.
Concept?
Yes. I'm just asking you a very simple question.
Now, is me the mind? Is me the body? Is me mind and body? Something wrong.
Really.
Something wrong. Where is me? Which one is me? All of it?
All of it and none of it at the same time. All of it and none of it at the same time. See.
All of it and?
And none of it.
None of it?
Both.
Both? It can't be. That's very contradictory. Nobody will understand that. Either it is the me or it is not me. One of the two. All right. Now we stop there. Then I'm asking you a body. Is the body me?
No, but we identify with it.
Identify here so that any fool can identify anything they want. They can identify, they can imagine, their imagination is very large. They can identify, imagine. That's what they have been taught to do from the time of from times immemorial. Everybody said, you identify this as a cha, this is a cha, this is a cushion. It's that they identify, there is no problem. Now will you see whether the body is me? You want to know whether the body is me?
It feels like it.
You like to believe it. The body is me. Or the mind is me.
Don't know if I like to believe it. But it just feels.
You give me a short answer. Either yes or no.
My specialty.
I can't waste time, that's it. Okay. Now, did you bring this body into the world?
No.
No. This is a mama, mother and father, the fertilized ovum, microscopic, that is your first body. Inside the mother's womb, that's conceived, conception. That is the first body. Then it becomes multicellular. Then it becomes a fetus, taking nourishment from the mother. Then it grows the eyes and ears and hair and everything. Then after so many months, you are born. Right? Now, who did this? Is it your mama or you? Both. Both?
It's a process.
Huh? Process. They are not your mama, not you. That's good, no?
Mama didn't consciously. She didn't consciously make it bigger. Did she even know
that there is something growing like this?
But it is growing like a plant is growing.
Do you know or do
you can give it nutriment, but it grows.
But does
like
she know or does she do it? Let's face reality. Your mama is completely ignorant and so are you. That's one thing. Now you are born, huh? Then when you are born, you have to take nourishment from the outside. Food, earth. Patavi apotejovaya. Patavi is a food from the earth. Apo, water from rivers. Tejo is heat from the sun, and vayu is air. If not, now I am asking simple questions. How many tons of food have you taken? How many tons of air? How many tons of water? The sofa or what?
Uncountable.
Huh?
Uncountable.
Well, I'm sure there must be some studies have been made to calculate
that. No, I'm asking you. My body is depending, you see, me and my body, or my body depending on me or food.
Food?
Yes, the body depends on food.
Food. Is there no food, no me, no body, right?
Four elements.
Four
elements, baby. Four elements.
Yeah, of course. They are from outside. They are not. What yoga has not brought it from somewhere. You are extracting it from the environment. Then my body depends on me or water.
Water.
If there no water, no me. Now where is this me I want? Then my body depends on me or air.
Air.
Air for 5 minutes, we have no air, my body goes for it. Right? Then my body depends on me or heat.
Heat.
If there's too much heat, it will be burnt to ash. If there's not enough heat, it will be frozen dead. So where is me? Me and my body, everything has come from outside and you call it my body. If not for which, you will be dead. Where is my body? Yeah, very proud of your body, Kiki. I am my body. Not a single letter in your body is yours. It all belongs to the environment. From where you have taken tons and tons, again and again, every calcium atom. Every atom has come from the outside. And you call it my body? You call it my body and my mind? My mind is doing everything. Me is doing everything. Big something wrong somewhere. Me is doing everything. Me has the body. My body, my mind. How did it become my mind? It's not for so many causes and conditions, there is no mind. Mind has come, arises. Now when you are sleeping, no mind. Then no mind. Under anesthesia, no mind. The moment you open your eyes, then light rays enter the eye and then it is taken in and in so many nerves, millions of cells and millions of they are really electrical energies that go and form a color and shape in the mind, and then you recognize that. And then you say it is so and so. Now I want to ask you a question. Is it the image in the mind that you recognize, or is it the outside object?
Outside object.
Outside object. Is there no image can you recognize?
No.
There's something wrong somewhere. This is what people take for granted. It is not the outside, it is the image that you have formed. If you don't form the image, you can't recognize. Sorry, See how misconceived the world is. I'm just talking science, not Buddhism. Scientifically, logically true. If the image is not formed, in the mind, then you can't recognize the outside object. Big problem, So, the mind recognizes the object. Yes, yes, memory also. If there is no memory, then sanya, perception is not there. Sound perception you must have. And smell perception, taste perception, all in the mind. If they have previous memory of smell, then you know this is that. This is dog dung, the smell. This is rose. This you already know it. If not, you don't know how to distinguish between these two. How to name it, how to know it, how to recognize it. So many things are happening, which we are taken for granted. So when you understand these things are happening, this is me or causes and conditions. You are walking because of me or because of mind? Mind meaning how much? Mind is composed of four important things, you know. There's the body, then the mind, feeling, perception, recognition. Then the way you react to the recognition, either positively or negatively. If you find it is good, you get a crash and you are happy. If it is bad, you resent and you are angry, determined. And this conscious mind, it's all a big I consciousness, your consciousness, gross consciousness, tongue conscious. And so many nerves carrying these messages to the brain to recognize and then you react. Isn't that what we do every day?
Mm-hmm.
If someone asks you what are you doing, you've got to tell that. I'm taking all the impressions through my nervous system into the brain and they are processing and I am recognizing and I am attached to all the good things and I am angry about all the bad things. That's what I am doing from morning till night. What else?
Mm-hmm.
No. Are you doing anything else? Can you do anything else? Then when you're angry, then you can. You're angry in the mind and your speech and action also. Angry. If you are attached, then your mind is attached and the speech is attachment and desire, attachment and action is also desire and attachment. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Where does it start? In the mind. Me.
With your perception.
Perception, because the perception, you know, so many things are happening. You can't just get perception. You have to have a whole string of things happening. Outside, object, light, eye consciousness, then it must be taken the formation of an image, then the image recognition. So you are saying me, I even don't know whether you are doing it. You know you are doing it or you don't know. You are taking it for granted.
It goes automatic.
Huh?
It goes automatic. It goes automatic.
It is automatic.
It's very quick.
Very quick. The speed of light.
Mm-hmm.
You can't recognize. You don't even know. These things just keep on happening. And you are thinking, I am doing this, I am seeing, I am hearing. Now do you understand? Yeah, they happen automatic due to causes and conditions. If the conditions are there, it won't happen. If there is no light, you can't see. If the eye is blind, you can't. If you are unconscious, you can't. If you have no memory, you can't. Recognize, you can't. But now you think, all these things, I am seeing, I am hearing, new eyes, many faces, new walking, all nonsense. Mind and body is working. Poor me, no? Who is me?
Collection of things.
Collection of, it is me. Collection of mind and body is me. Is that right?
And feelings and
Well, I will tell you. Me is a conventional language that is necessary. Me, you, he, they, we, our, they are called as language conventions. To distinguish one from the other. It is not any ownership of any description. Me has no activity. Me is only a name, like Vimala, like Chatri. Me, you, he, this. Then I don't know it. Vimala, then I say you. I can use that instead of Vimala, no? Or she. So you understand conventional reality?
Yes.
Yeah. So it is only a name. Don't think just because it is me, I and mine, it is you have ownership. People believe that it is me, I and myself, but that's what the legal people have done. If not, there will be no ownership. Then they make laws, by laws, every day they make laws. Such is yours, such is mine. Beyond this is not yours. See, you are trespassing. You can be punished or whatever. This is your territory. Beyond that is not your territory. Like that, this is how you have to go on the path. You can't go into the other lane. So the legal system has made it possible for us to live. If not, there is no law. There is no intrinsic law. That is the reason why the legal system has come. If this is mine, then there is no question. Nobody can take it. There is no me and I and mine. Now can you understand? You better try to think like that. Then the more you have me, I and mine, does your anger become more or less?
If you have more me, I, mine, then more anger.
More me, I and mine, more anger. More me, I and mine, more pride. Yeah? Me, I and mine, pride, conceit, fear, doubt, pain, my pain, suffering. All this gamut of pain, everything is around, is me, I am. The sooner you get rid of it, the better for you. There are no me and I am mine and no fear also. Nobody is going to rob you, and if they steal or if they do anything, what can you do? It's no me and I am mine. You see how the Arahant, not you, the final sainthood, he lives the happiest life on earth. Because he has no more anger, no more pain and suffering. Even if he has pain and suffering, it is only some physical thing. He is not blaming the world, he is not blaming doctors and his parents for having brought him into this world or something, something. Or this husband is the one who gave me this pain and suffering. He knows the karmic law. The pain and suffering is due to your own karma. Not due to somebody, this son, this son. And he doesn't mind that, he takes it. Otherwise you try to find the reason for my suffering. The law, something wrong with the law, then you try to stop the law. Or you try to stop that man, or that child, that mother, or somebody you blew. Once, you know, long ago, a boy came. I was in Kalam. This fellow had been expelled from school. He said, mother is German, father is Sri Lankan. so they couldn't keep him. He was up to all the mischief. They brought him to Sri Lanka, put him into a new school. Here also he did the same thing. He's robbing his father and going out with girls. He's found his own friend all day long. He's sleeping in the night, he's dressing up and going with girls, spending the nights in houses. In the end, the man was so frustrated, he brought him to my... I was in monastery, Venkala. The monk said, my God, we can't tackle him. He's bhikkhuni. Another fellow came to me, why is he looking at me? He looks beautiful. Two chains and two crosses. He looks the emblem of beauty and the perfect. Perfect fellow. I don't understand what is wrong, why is he doing all these things? The poor father, frustrated, he doesn't know what to do. So finally I was talking to him a little bit like that. Then I asked him, why do you think you are born? He pointed to the father. you fool, you idiot. You are born not because of your father, because of your karma. No, he doesn't know karma. So I had to give him a good talk because he thinks my father and mother had a good time. They have brought me to this world. They have better look after me. Why did they bring me to the world? My God. Then I was talking to him like day after day he came. About 5 days he came. And every day I scolded him like a pickpocket. I said, you're making bad karma, you know. He started getting interested. Finally, he said he wants to meditate. Then I gave him a lot of books and said, you better go and read. And then later the father came and said, does the boy have tests? You see how when you are ignorant, you can go to town, no? You think it is your wrong view. When the view is wrong, then your thinking is wrong. Thinking is wrong, your speech and action is wrong. Down the line. When the view is right, then your thinking is right, then your speech and action is right. Right? Mm-hmm. So you have to have the view right, no? Mm-hmm. What is the view? Me, I am mine? No, I know mine.
Emptiness.
Totally empty. The entire universe is empty. It's a void.
Mm-hmm.
If not for these elements that they have their powers, their pressures and their attractions and all that. Citations and all that. If not, it is a void. Pure silence. If not, even for us. If not for our thinking, speech and action, it is a void. Isn't all the work of people thinking, speech and action? That has interfered, stop the void. Otherwise it is a void. That's what you understand when you sleep. No speech, no action, no thinking, it's a void. Like this. But you don't want to understand that you think something else you do, that if not anything else, they say the God is doing, poor God. You must be wondering what on earth have I done. He doesn't know. So you better try to see the reality of life as a human being. Otherwise you go on trying to create more trouble for yourself and others and try to insinuate others. These are the ones, this, the whole world is wrong, except me. No. Whole world is... There was some fellows marching the platoon, you know. One fellow was out of step. they are out. That fellow says, the platoon is out of step with him.
Also true.
Huh?
Also true.
Huh?
It's both true.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you are so conceited, you will think like that. The others are wrong, I am right. So we have to see the reality. Then only we start seeing what life is about. Why are we born? Why do we suffer? Do you suffer because of your mind or body or because of the outside?
Well,
huh?
Again, it's a bit of all, I think.
Bit of all, yes. Mm-hmm. Me? Me suffer of pain, no? My mind gives me pain and suffering. Mm-hmm. If it is my mind, will it give pain and suffering?
Mm-hmm.
Body is giving pain and suffering.
So,
of course, you are the hospital patient, you will see body is giving pain. They have cut my leg or something wrong. Now if it is my body, will it give pain and suffering? If it is my mind, will it give pain and suffering? If this body is mine, will it get old and then give me the pain of death also before it goes? This mind and body giving me pain and suffering? If you don't give it food, you give it tons of food. But if you don't give it food once one day, it give you pain and suffering. Until you eat, even if you do everything else, it won't be satisfied. Right? The body is good so long as all the things are there. Mind is a subject. Can you have an unending supply line of only good things to see, good things to hear, good things to smell, good things to taste, good things for the body to touch, good things to think about? Mind is changing, body is changing, the environment is changing. Can you get? So when it goes wrong, they are fighting, killing each other, blaming each other. It's not working. If it was working, the Buddha would have said, you better go and have a good time. Eat and be happy until you leave. No, no. After that, it's a problem to die also. And others die also. Okay. So if me and my father, my mother, my child, my they are bad, then I am suffering because of them. Not only me. My car is giving me trouble. Other people's cars don't give you trouble. No? My body is giving me trouble. Other people's bodies are not giving me trouble. My mind is giving me trouble. Try to understand. This me, I and mine playing hell in the countryside. Sooner you give up the me, I and mine and understand it as a joke or maybe as a name or as a convention that nothing belongs, then you are ready to see life. Then you are ready to be kind and generous. Then you give up your pride and prejudice. Then you give up your anger and hatred. Then you give up your fear and doubt. And everything you give up, and then you are willing to give respect, you are willing to be kind and generous and metta and mudita, and then see the good in others and understand your own frailties and understand that your mind is so foolish that it is getting angry and having doubt and fear for nothing. Then for that, the next old woman, long ago, her husband and the son-in-law No, son and husband. They have gone all the way from here. 2-3 days they are workers, laborers. Then she's imagining that they will fall off this mountain or something and die and they never come back. And she's crying all day and coming and telling me. I said, what is the matter with you? They are burnt for work. They will bring money and come. Until that you keep quiet. What this woman won't listen. She's crying and she's with all food on until the fellows come.
What to do?
Then they come with the money and then imagine how sticky we can be, no? If you think in terms of me, I am mine, you can be so... That is exactly what you have to give up. You must understand that the mind is changing, body is changing. The environment is changing, nothing is static. How much you have spent to maintain your garden, time, energy, otherwise it will be hell on earth. You don't give it food. You don't wash your big body. How many times you wash? If you don't wash your clothes, if you don't get your bed and something to sleep and your food, your body will give you tremendous pain and suffering, sickness also. Don't believe that the body is giving you all this happiness, it is at that cost. Why we are earning money? To maintain the body. You want to have a house, you want to have a car, you want protection, you want more food. You want everything. The body will not tolerate if you don't give it too much sun and I will ask you to walk 10 miles. Body will give it too properly. That's why you need a car. You know? Is the body giving you pain and suffering or happiness?
Yes, it gives pain and suffering.
Regularly. So long as you supply, then it is not suffering for a moment. When the supply is not there, then it is pure suffering. You are lucky, you are young, you can walk, you have money, you have brains and everything. Suppose you don't have any of those things, like in the slums of Africa, then no money. How to maintain the body? Isn't happiness depending on maintenance? You want water, you want soap, what a comb. If you don't have a comb, what to do? For 1 week, you have no comb, no soap, no water. 1 week. Can? No, can't. Now you see? What the body is about. But the mind? Mind is the world. In single itself, you see. Going here and there and wasting time. You see. Frivolous, no? You say, Rasya Bhutarya Bhutarya, you go there. That's what the mind is. Look at it all the time, now here, now there, now in the past, now in the future, just imagination, just remember it. That's what the mind is doing, giving you so much pain and suffering.
Is the body is a strange thing because it works with the mind as well, because I know, like in the winter, when I was in the mountain.
Yeah, it is the mind and body both, don't worry. Shall we? Not enough, no? Mind and body both are giving suffering, pain and suffering. They are both changing. That is the nature of the mind and body. That's what you have to see. Until you see that, you will think it is me, I am. And hang on to it and all the time. The the more it gets heated, the more you try to think that you can change it. You won't get beat up. When I was a little girl, there was a little picture for Sweden or something. In that there is a monkey and a kettle boiling. I can remember this. So the monkey has gone and grabbed the kettle. And the more it heats, it's the more he's thinking. He doesn't know how to do it. He's holding it tight because he doesn't know how to. I'll give another example about monkeys. I've seen my estate here. The monkeys, you know, they trap the monkeys. You know what they do? You see? They put rice, milk rice, inside a coconut shell or something. No, coconut. They make a small hole and put milk rice. Now these monkeys come. And then they can see this and smell this, then they put their hand in and they grab at it. Now they can't take out their hand because it is fisted like that. Now they won't give up until that the other fellow will come and see them. The more they, because now he wants to take, he doesn't know how to give up. So giving up. What is not yours, give up, no? Give up the attachment. Give up the idea, the concept. Not that I am asking you to give up your body or your clothes or your money or your house. Or, no, no. Give up the attachment for body. Give up the attachment for house. Give up the attachment for mind. Give up the attachment for your car. But use them properly. That's what you can give up. You can't give up. For instance, I can't give up my clothes and this and then walk out. That's not giving up. Giving up is giving up attachment. Giving up pride. Giving up anger. Giving up fear, doubt because of your things. Those are the things to give up. That's what the Buddha teaches. Because none of it is me, I am. Give up all that. Then you are really happy with your life. You are not, you know why you people scold me, I don't care. I just think I am look good. And they are scolding me. I don't know. How does he know me as much as I know myself? His opinion doesn't count. So I just discussed. Then, I won't even bother to take it. Leave aside putting it into my memory and thinking about it and fighting alone, battle with my memory. Right? Okay.